So I really don't really play games anymore. I know there's...
I would be playing, and these teenagers would come and try to fight me. Like, they would add their coins in, and I just kept beating them, like, one by one by one by one by one by one.
The animation for this is absolutely phenomenal. However...
Link is sexist.
Ryan, you do not know how much that just made me mad.
I can tell.
Okay. Man down. We've had an accident. Jordan, are you okay?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Jordan. How's it going?
It's going good.
We're laughing about our new clips of the intro.
Yeah. So me and Ryan decided, yes, it is a bit longer, but there were some good clips that we could not leave out.
I know, and there's still a bunch.
There's many more to come, but that is not our point today. Our point today is a bit something else I don't like.
We've decided...
So we see the new episode 18 of us going to listen to Zelda for the first episode. Then I want to say that we sort of ran out of other cartoon ideas because I don't think they made a Street Fighter cartoon.
They did.
That what?
Yeah. We looked up a bunch of other cartoon, video game cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
So we were going to do that, and Jordan said, let's watch another Zelda cartoon. So that's what we're going to do.
It comes so funny to us. It's so funny to us, but we think the sexism is wrong.
And who knows? Maybe... Link. There's none of that in episode 2.
Yeah, maybe Link might be a good guy today.
That would be so great because I actually, as I said on that episode, kind of like the cartoon other than the ridiculous sexism that's happening.
And maybe, who knows, we might watch another episode of Rock and Roll.
I've forgotten that's what their names were.
Otherwise known as Mega Man.
Right. That was right when you said rock and roll, I was like, was that Sonic the Hedgehog? Because he rolls, so that would make sense.
No.
But it's not. It's Mega Man. Which doesn't make a lot of sense. Cue up the video that will be in the description of the episode. And we're going to watch episode 2.
Oh, I got some major good news.
Oh, okay. Great. Let's hear it.
So, this summer, I'm going to be here.
That is awesome.
So, we're able to continue on in the summer.
I'm very excited about that because I feel like this summer, you know, the last few months, we've been getting a lot of teachers because students are in academic classes. We can't just be pulling students out of math and English and sciences.
Yeah.
This summer, a lot less academic classes, so we'll be able to get some other students.
Well, Ryan, let's be honest here. There's probably going to be none.
Probably none. I was trying to pad that a little bit. They'll be learning, just not those core sort of educational.
Yes, they'll still be learning, but it wouldn't be like nothing big like, oh, you're gonna learn this new algebra.
Right. So we can pull students out of classes.
Yes, you're able to pull interview. Students out of classes. May I mind you, they're not losing education.
Also, I have some big news.
Oh.
Some big news for this podcast. Yesterday, I believe, C-Man was tested on Luke's computer. So maybe next week we're playing C-Man.
May I mind you, everyone, C-Man is going to be marking how close we are to the end of this podcast because I've only got one more year of this school, and I really don't want to leave.
Yeah, I can get that. I can understand that.
Like as a kid, like back then as a kid, I was like, oh, I just want to graduate, get my high school diploma and everything. Now, I don't want to leave because I thought that Lehigh was going to be completely different from the other school, but not completely different, you know?
Sure.
And when I thought that, I was like, oh, well, it's just a private school, but there's less, like, people here and there, and people go there for probably support and all that. But when I first came here, I was like, I was so confused on my first day.
Yeah. Likewise.
Because I've never been to a political school. I've never been. Because, what our original school system used to run on is like a political system. What seems
Correct.
To be.
Correct. And yes.
If you were the president, then you're able to change the rules however you wanted it. While everyone still voted for you. So it was a bit of like the USA, but in miniature form in school.
Sure.
So we had vice president, president. No, I remember the advisory class. Oh, God, that was the advisory class no one wanted to go to.
I cannot disagree.
Because when we were with Kyle, and this is another staff member that works there, the advisory class that we went there for was just purely made of TED Talks.
I'm going to pause right for 1 second here. We have some people coming.
Sorry about that, listeners. We were we weren't rudely interrupted.
No, it was very nicely.
Yes, it was a very nice interruption. And we're probably going to interview her if she plays games. But currently we have a student shadowing, or is she shadowing, or is she?
I think she's a new student.
I guess we have a new student.
Yeah. Which is always exciting.
But we have a new student. They came in, checked out Ryan's room for a little bit, and then sort of walked out. I was sort of surprised that they did not notice the NES just sitting there.
Sure. Maybe they didn't say anything.
You never know.
We were talking about the school.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about the advisory class. And then, if I do believe so, Stuart's was like medium. Like, it's not too bad, but it's not too good, you know.
Sure. I like that. At this point, we're rating teachers on how you feel about them. Now, I haven't said a word about any of this.
No.
These are my coworkers.
Stuart's another teacher.
So, C-Man is going to happen.
C-Man is definitely going to happen. If it happens next week, oh, God.
And so my feeling is this whole season of the podcast has been weird video games. We took a giant detour with all these interviews. But so this is the end. This will be the end of season two, sort of.
I just had an epiphany.
Let's hear it.
So for another person to interview would be good for an interview, if he's not too busy. Luke.
Yeah, 100%. I actually am thinking maybe next week we have Luke on, interview him, and then all three of us can kind of maybe check out C-Man together. Or maybe those are two episodes. We can figure that out. But
a two-episode mix-up.
Yeah.
Interview yes. with C-Man.
Yeah, I think maybe that would be a good way. Or we just have Luke on twice, which is fine, too.
An interview with C-Man.
That will be the name of the
Trying to talk to the fish with a face.
So, all right, we gotta get yeah, to what we're doing because we're gonna run out of time.
Yeah, we're gonna completely run out of time, I will be able to go on my rant.
I've enjoyed hearing you talk about Lehigh. It's been very nice, actually. So, here we go. The link is in the description of the episode.
We'll let you guys pull it up. But as we were waiting and trying to get our news up, I'm pretty sure you guys has already pulled it up.
Possibly. If you haven't, go for it now. We're gonna pause it and give you the countdown. Okay, here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Play. So here we go. It's episode 2 of Zelda, The Legends of Zelda. Still confusing that it's the Super Mario Brothers intro.
Yeah.
But bum, bum, ba-dum. It is a catchy song. If you haven't ever seen this show, we did one of these commentary tracks for the first episode, I believe, a while ago. So go look for that.
Go have fun looking for that. Oh, yep. Aladdin, right there. Now he's got his fire suit on from touching the star.
Honestly, watching this intro makes me want to watch another episode of this show.
Yeah, we should.
Not right now, but.
Yeah, like.
Okay.
Oh, there goes the mic. Mic down.
Mic down.
Bulldogs and skeletons.
So we're watching this intro. Yeah, even just hearing his voice made me kind of cringe a little bit.
Do you see what I mean?
About what?
He landed on the rock.
Oh. You're right.
And didn't break his legs.
Excuse me, princess. All right, this episode, written by Phil Harnage, is called Cold Spells. Some nice birds. It's nice. There's the castle.
Here we are, back at the castle.
Yeah, let's see what Link says this time.
Let's see if he wakes up. Praying to God he doesn't wake up. Wow. If Zelda thinks she can order me to mop this place, she's got another thing coming. I'll stand firm. I won't knuckle under. I'll look her right in the eye and why? I'll pretend to be sick. Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
So the Triforce has rhyming advice.
Oh. Oh.
Wow.
Oh my
that
God.
Is some cold stuff. She's suffocating a bird.
She just smothered the bird in the clothes. Doesn't sound like you got that cold anymore. Oh, well, yep. Okay.
Oh, that's not. Wow. Well, she's not wrong there. I don't know what she called it something, but that's a bald eagle. Let's be honest. Is that Ganon?
Mm-hmm. That's the hog. Well, at least they got the place right. What?
Back in the evil jar?
Evil jar.
Wow. The writers kind of failed on that. They could have come up with something.
Yeah, they decided.
I do like the
evil
castle.
Evil jar.
I like the look of the castle.
Not bad. Definitely not bad. What? How?
I don't know. This plan doesn't make sense.
What? Dude. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's the voice.
So, did Ganon, like, put a spell on that orange to try to,
I think he put the spell on the fairy.
Yeah, so what's the, why, I don't understand his plan at all. I could see if he was like, oh, let me magically poison that orange so Link eats it.
What? Oh. Trashing the room.
Oh, what?
Oh. Buckets that can fly. Oh, so now you hear it.
Okay, all right. I see what's going on now.
Oh, yeah. Trying to flood the room. He is... How are they not dead?
Do you think every episode is just he steals the Triforce and they get it back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is too. I do like the sound effects from the game.
Okay, so now that makes sense. Oh, they're beating him with a mop.
Oh, they got the boomerang from the game. All right. Episode 2's better.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. So you just now realized? Oh, wow.
It's a weird thing to guarantee, but okay. I understand it would ruin the cartoon, but... Wouldn't you have guards guarding the Triforce?
Yeah.
Like, just not in someone's bedroom where the windows can open. Anyone can enter at any time. Yeah, I kind of like this cartoon. I like Sprite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll handle this.
I suppose I'd better get you loose. I guess.
Hurry up, I'm getting squashed.
Wow. This is, All right, now we're at with Ganon and his two Triforces.
Let me out of here and we'll see who laughs last.
I like that. What? That's straight out of the game, too. I like it.
Oh, good job. You've just murdered that man.
Bye-bye, Ganon. Oh, it doesn't kill him. Yeah, this must be a way better episode because we're barely saying anything.
Yeah.
Shut and lock that window. What is the deal, people? Wow, awesome. Wait, that seemed like a very short episode to me. Like, all right, so we're just watching the ridiculous Mario.
Oh, my God.
Way better episode.
A very much better episode than one.
Way less Link's a sexist idiot.
Well, I'm pretty sure that is still there, but it's just hidden underneath the spring cleaning.
Yes. But yeah, not as overt as it was in the first episode.
Because
and I will say, Princess is very flirty.
Yes.
So, not that that excuses someone being sexist and
I don't
badgering
know
somebody, but it's not as one sided as the first episode.
Yes, it's not as like that.
There's some sort of relationship there.
Yes, so it's just not. Link is now sexist permanently. It's just for the time being.
So I don't know. Maybe
Maybe he gets better. You might
maybe
be
he
right.
does. Maybe he grows and they show his growth, and that would be awesome that he learns the errors of his way that he can't be.
You know, if we do another episode and watch episode 3, he goes back to his same old ways. I'm going to say, Ryan,
I'm sorry.
I don't have to go on a rant today because I thought I was going to have to go on a rant.
I know. I think that this show, I wish I had watched it when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because I think it, I mean, like, that was enjoyable, but nothing happens in this show. Like, it's so fast. Hey, something's going on at the castle. Ganon shows up, steals the Triforce. Then they go and defeat him and get it back.
Okay, so I'm going to point out some things here. Like I said in episode 18, when Ganon teleports literally right next to the castle, he's literally right there. However, we don't get a scene of Ganon going into the castle or no one seeing Ganon. How?
And why doesn't he just teleport right into that room?
Yeah.
Take it and get out of there.
Yeah, because we've learned that Ganon has teleportation.
I think the reason is because if he did that, there would be no story. There's no conflict.
And now
if he
instead,
just go
now
take
instead
it.
Of an army of skeletons carrying him, it's a bug.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Bugs are a very good way for transportation, but he could have teleported.
I love the phrase bugs are, I love the phrase, don't get me wrong, bugs are a very good form of transportation. Huh? Woo! That one got me. That was good, dude. That one got me. Yeah, I, for our listeners, I hope you enjoyed watching that. We barely said a word during it.
Because
it was pretty good.
Yeah, there wasn't really anything to go on a rant for.
No.
Because the Link being sexist in the first episode got straight up karma in this episode.
Yeah, I think
hey, the no writers, wonder they call it cold spells. It's revenge, yeah. And revenge is the best dish served cold.
Love it.
For a minute I thought at the start of the episode they're gonna be like, Linko's gonna be like, isn't this a woman's job?
So did I exactly. And then I was like, oh, they're turning the tables and the princess is saying, you have to do it, Link. Like, that's maybe cool.
Don't get me wrong. I know Sprite the Fairy is a female, but, however, she is a fairy.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was, the second it was like, when the princess was like, you have to clean, I was like, well, Link's going to say it's a woman's job. Like, clearly that's what's going to happen. But it didn't. It was a nice surprise.
Yes, it was a nice little surprise.
Link is learning.
Link is learning more, and he's being less sexist.
It's good. That's good stuff.
Yes, it's very good.
So I hope you enjoyed that.
Yes, I hope you guys have enjoyed it, too, because really the animation for this is absolutely phenomenal, and a lot of work gets put into animation.
Yeah, and certainly back then, like, none of that's computerized. Yeah, that, you know, like, that's people drawing.
None of that is computerized, because I know originally if we had computerized art today, it would be looking at least a little bit better, but not completely. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, there's something about that kind of old school animation that's pretty awesome. I think it's a good looking show. I wish there was, the thing about it is the same thing with the first episode and now this one, like, it does make me want to watch more to see if it gets better. And it's pretty, like, easy to watch. Other than thinking about the roles of women and men and sexism and stuff, it doesn't make you think a lot, you know? You don't really have to think about anything. It's kind of just nice, like, zone out and watch 16 minutes of
excuse me.
Link and Zelda and Sprite and Ganon running around doing stuff.
Well, it's just mostly Link, Zelda, and Sprite.
Right.
Ganon, because Ganon just apparently can show up magically out of nowhere.
I don't know why Ganon, my one complaint with the animation is Ganon, he looks like the underling of the evil guy. He doesn't look like a super evil boss to me. He's like the henchman, the right-hand man, the way he's, like, drawn and stuff.
Yeah, I remember playing Zelda and actually having fun defeating the boss of Zelda, which would be the first Ganon, not the Hogwarts Ganon that's literally right there.
Yeah, they could have made him, I think, scarier looking.
They have in video games.
Yeah. Well, all right. That was fun. Next episode. Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
It was very delighting.
Yes, I agree. Like, it, we're not angry after this episode like the first one. We don't question people's morals and ideas like the first one.
Should should Tuesday, or not Tuesday, actually, yeah, Tuesday, I keep getting this mixed up, man.
It's all right.
But should Tuesday, like, next week we do the interview, then we watch another cartoon, the Street Fighter one.
Sure. Thursday. I think Thursday we're going to do the next interview.
Okay, so and next then, week Thursday.
Yeah, and then so maybe Monday.
Monday will be the day I have to go see Heather. But
right, so Monday we'll post episodes like we did this week.
Yes.
I don't know if the listeners finds this interesting, but we're going to post interviews on Monday, or episodes Monday. And then next Tuesday we can watch Street Fighter or play Seaman.
I would love to watch Street Fighter. Street Fighter's my dad's favorite game.
Oh, all right. Okay, then let's do that. That's what. So next up, next commentary kind of episode.
Should we bring my father?
Oh, to watch Street Fighter?
To watch Street Fighter.
I love that idea. 100%. Let's do that. And if it can't work out, let's save Street Fighter till we can schedule it that it does. Because that's a great idea.
That is a very lovely idea.
Love it, Jordan. Great, 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 great.
Because all right. To all of our old listeners, we have had my father on the show before. But very sadly, not too many views.
Yeah, go listen to I don't know what episode. Yeah, it's
season 1 episode 7.
You know, you have it. You know all this stuff way better than I do.
Yes, I absolutely love my father because
yeah, no, I know you do. He's great. And that episode and interview was really, really cool. I think it honestly is my favorite episode of the first season.
Yeah.
It's really good. So go check it out and hear.
He was our first person to interview.
Yeah, and he did a great job, and it I found it super interesting. So, one because he's my generation, so his experiences were similar to mine, you know. So that was cool for me, and then knowing you for so long, like him being your dad was cool, and hearing about your guys' kind of connection with video games was great. And then also me being a new dad, like it was awesome.
It was the most loveliest experience.
Yeah, yeah, it
I
was
could ever have.
I'm all about having your dad back. That's a great idea, Jordan.
Yeah, maybe we might get him in after this. I'm probably gonna call him.
Yeah, great. Yeah, we'll figure it out. And if it doesn't work next week, we'll find a time that it does, even if it's this summer.
I know my dad is a businessman and all that, but still, either way, he still has some time, since I know he's very much a businessman and he runs a company and all that,
yeah.
A plumbing company, and the plumbing stuff hasn't been going all as hot right now because really COVID and all that.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so he's got some time, maybe.
He should have some time.
Great. Awesome. Thanks for listening, everybody.
For everyone that drives, drive safe, wear your seatbelt, and have a nice day.
Awesome.
Stay alive. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jordan. Bye.
Bye.